Turning now to news abroad, part of the U.S. military strategy to rebuild Iraq and Afghanistan is to embed social scientists with troops. The thought is that these anthropologists can help soldiers better understand local cultures and avoid misunderstanding. But the $130 million program called the Human Terrain Project seems to have backfired, tragically. Noah Schachtman has been writing about this program on Wired Magazine's website. He joins us now from New York. Welcome back, Noah.
Thanks for having me.
Noah, as you write, earlier this month, a social scientist named Paula Lloyd was interviewing residents in a village in Afghanistan when she was attacked. What happened?
Well, she was interviewing a man who was carrying a gas can. She approached him and asked him about the price of gas, and they began to chat about it. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, the guy uncorked the gas can, poured a flammable liquid all over her, and set her on fire. It was awful. In response, another member of this human terrain team, a fellow named Don Ayala, pointed his gun at Salam, the man who had set his colleague on fire, restrained the guy, put flex cuffs, plastic handcuffs on him behind his back, put his knee on his chest, and restrained the guy on the ground. About 10 minutes later, Ayala was informed that Lloyd, his colleague, had been horribly burned, with over 60% of her body burned. And Ayala, according to court documents filed in Alexandria, Virginia, pointed his gun at Salam's head and pulled the trigger and killed him instantly.
This man, Don Ayala, was a former bodyguard to the Afghan president and the Iraqi prime minister. He was not one of these social scientists, we should note. What legal consequences might he face now?
Alex, he could face life in prison. Under a 2000 law called the Military Extraterritorial Judicial Act, or MEJA, he could be going away for life.
The woman who was burned, Paula Lloyd, was working in an area that's been described as rife with Taliban, and there is speculation that she wasn't wearing a headscarf, which is something that women are supposed to wear, and you would think as a social scientist she would have known that.
I don't have any information about that. I do know that she was supposed to be very familiar with Afghanistan in general, having traveled there before. I understand that she's been in the village several times before, too, and according to her colleagues, she had been very well liked in the village.
Noah, this is not the only incidence of violence that's happened with this program. Several social scientists have been killed. Is this causing the military to rethink their use of anthropologists in military functions?
I haven't seen evidence of that rethink yet. There's been plenty of good reported to have been done with the Human Terrain Program. For example, one commander of a unit of the 82nd Airborne in eastern Afghanistan has said that a human terrain team reduced violence in his area by as much as 60%. But I do think there's going to be a lot of scrutiny over who the program hires. Part of the problem the human terrain teams are going through is that they're getting very involved in local politics. At first, the human terrain teams were offering some pretty basic cultural advice, like, you know, should I eat with my right or my left hand? Should I take the sheik's offering of the best piece of lamb? Or should I say, no, 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 you have it? But as time has gone on, these teams have burrowed deeper and deeper into the local cultures that they're studying. You know, when I've talked to folks in the program, at least initially, it was unclear what their roles and responsibilities were going to be, how exactly they were going to be trained, and I think all of that is going to be reexamined.
Noah Schachtman has been writing about the military's human terrain program for Wired.com. Thank you so much, Noah.
Thanks for having me.